New details have emerged in the lawsuit filed by Milwaukee Bucks rookie Sterling Brown against the Milwaukee Police Department and the city. Brown was arrested earlier this year after illegally double parking in a handicapped spot at a Walgreens. Before he was arrested, he was tased. Originally, officers argued that Brown was combative and dangerous and that they acted out of fear for their safety. However, body cam footage released last month didn't seem to back up the officers' claims. Brown's lawsuit alleges that officers handling the case didn't provide him a Miranda warning and that one officer in particular made a series of racist posts on social media. Ashley Lutheran is the public safety reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Ashley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you wrote a piece about new information that came out in this lawsuit filing that we hadn't known yet about this encounter between Sterling Brown and police officers. What kind of things did we learn there?
There were several new things that came out in the lawsuit filing. The lawsuit, first of all, alleges that one of the officers actually did pull out his gun during the encounter. But what's captured a lot of attention are these Facebook postings from one of the officers involved. They do appear to, at least on the surface, violate the department's standard operating procedure about social networking sites. And that gives guidance to officers about how they should conduct themselves while online.
And those included a joking reference to the encounter with Brown himself, is that right?
That's correct, and that would be posted just hours after the arrest.
And also other things posted, memes or reposting things that appear to be racist in regards to other basketball players in some cases.
Yes, that's how the lawsuit characterizes them, yes.
Mm-hmm. What don't we know? What kind of info has not been released so far by the police department?
Well, there's a lot we don't know. We are still waiting for our full response to the records request for all of the video, body camera, and dashboard camera. All of the reports of the incident itself, as well as all of the internal affairs reports. Now, today, it does appear, based off of some action and notice given by the Fire and Police Commission, that the internal investigation is not over. And we know that because today, Chief Morales was supposed to go before the board this evening and kind of explain the audit into the incident, his decision-making process about the discipline, and those sorts of matters in public session. That has been postponed because apparently the internal investigation or some sort of investigation is still ongoing and discipline is still on the table, apparently.
Have we heard anything about the possible discipline that could be imposed on officers here?
We have not heard anything. The Fire and Police Commission doesn't want to hear any of possible evidence before discipline is handed down because they're the ultimate arbiter. If an officer appeals disciplinary decisions, it goes before them. But right now, we don't know what sort of discipline could be being considered at this time.
Let's look at the lawsuit now. What is Sterling Brown claiming? What is he trying to accomplish in this lawsuit?
Well, Sterling Brown is claiming that he was wrongfully arrested. Officers used excessive force during this incident in January on the city's south side. He's specifically alleging the police violated his 14th and Fourth Amendment rights, constitutional rights, during his arrest. He is seeking punitive damages. There's no monetary amount. But in interviews, Mr. Brown and his attorney have said that his real point here is that he wants to bring about change in the police department and change within the department as to how they handle interactions, particularly interactions with young African-American men.
Have we heard anything? I know this was just filed this week. Have we heard anything from the police department or the city in response to the lawsuit?
We have not. The police department in the past not commented on pending litigation. When we did reach out on Tuesday for some sort of response or comment to see if they wanted to weigh in, the department indicated the police chief would be discussing this before different city boards on Thursday and would be available for questions after. So it's unclear if, he will be making specific responses to the lawsuit. As of yet, it doesn't appear that the city has filed any sort of response in federal court yet to the claims raised in the lawsuit.
Do we have any idea of the timing when this lawsuit will actually be taken up?
Well, as Mr. Brown's attorney, Mark Thompson, said, if these things follow how the city has handled past police misconduct lawsuits, it could be a process of up to 2 years before there's some sort of resolution. However, it is up to the city in how they respond. We will have a better idea probably in the coming weeks as to, how the city is going to approach this.
Talking to Ashley Lutheran, public safety reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with the latest on the Sterling Brown case. The basketball players filed a lawsuit against the Milwaukee Police Department. Ashley, what are local officials saying, not so much about the lawsuit itself, but the incident, what it says about Milwaukee as a community and about the police department?
You know, I think from the very beginning, as, you know, the police department was preparing to at least show 30 minutes of body camera footage that they put out initially, there was a real effort, and you heard from city officials who said, you know, frankly, they were disturbed by what they saw. They don't think that interaction was handled appropriately. They believe the officers unnecessarily escalated this. And these are people, not just the police chief who's saying this, but the mayor, common council members. And then you also, you know, once the lawsuit was filed, there's really been a lot of discussion inside and outside of City Hall about specifically these Facebook posts and kind of what that says about the officers involved. You had the, you know, civilian chairman of the Fire and Police Commission just saying he was shocked by reading those Facebook posts, and that it does mean there's going to be, you know, just a longer road to restoring community trust and rebuilding police-community relations.
You also co-wrote a piece with somebody who covers the Milwaukee Bucks themselves about the team and the ownership response at the team. What kind of things are you hearing there?
So the Bucks, from the very beginning, have been very supportive about of Sterling Brown and the way he's conducted himself during this. My colleague Matt Velasquez, you know, interviewed the general manager John Horst on Tuesday, and he said, you know, we're beyond proud of Sterling. He pointed out that, you know, he believes what happened to Sterling was, quote, obviously unacceptable and shows us how far we have to go. But again, emphasizing his support and that it really hasn't been a question for the organization. They support Sterling Brown completely, 100%. He said.
So what are you watching for next in this story?
What I'm watching for next is, you know, if I'm waiting for some response back from the Milwaukee Police Department as an agency to confirm, yes, there is an ongoing internal affairs investigation, and to see if there's any particular information about what discipline could be handed down or what discipline is on the table. And I'm also very interested to hear how the department responds to the fact that they were on notice since May 25th. At least the chief was copied on a letter from Sterling Brown's attorney, Mark Thompson, in which he did reference these Facebook posts because he asked for that to be preserved as part of the evidence, as part of their open records request for any and all documentation related to this arrest.
Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley Lutheran is the public safety reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to talk about the latest in the lawsuit against Milwaukee and its police department following the tasing and arrest of Milwaukee Bucks rookie Sterling Brown.